Time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast, powered by Makita. Right now, you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt times 2 brushless lawn mower kit. Hurry, limited time only, offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
You got that right. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
What a weekend of sport.
Massive.
For Australian sport, I've just been knee-deep in it.
You have.
Can't wait to cover it with Neroli Meadows. Live from the UAE,
awesome.
Where she's locking down for the IPL.
Yeah.
But so much to get through. World
Amazing.
Sport has gone bonkers. Also, entertainment.
Yes.
The NBAs are up and running as we speak.
Right.
We'll do a we might get the girls in to talk entertainment.
Please.
There's a bit to cover. There's new shows premiering tonight. Mm. Reality shows closing down. So much to wade through. Tom Gleisner.
Oh, Tommy G.
is joining us for a big night for the Have You Been Paying Attention crew.
Yeah.
Nerd Alert is up and running. There's a lot to get through.
Oof.
Dave's Corner needs to be discussed. Has it gone rogue? Did it cross the Rubicon today?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Let's get into it for a Monday. Thanks to Makita, Serious Outdoor Works.
Song Whisperer.
Require Serious Outdoor Tools. Makita, rule the outdoors.
This is Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Molloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Let's go around the grounds, Dave. Mm. 1,300 new cases, New South Wales, 7 deaths. Peak expected later this week.
Okay.
Victoria, 473 new cases. That's a new high.
Yeah.
You can forget zero.
Not going back.
It's not happening.
No.
ACT, 13 new cases. Queensland, 2.
Mm.
Don't relax. Go and get your jabs. There's one way out of this. This is to get to 80%. So at least those double vaccinated can try and return to normal viewing.
Mm.
It's inevitable. It's the only way out. Do your bit. David Koch and his fellow Sunrise hosts will reportedly refuse to have their hair and makeup done by crew who are not vaccinated.
Okay.
And the cash cow
yeah.
wants to be vaccinated against mad cow disease.
That makes sense.
Is I would tell David Koch
yes.
that I'm unvaccinated so I wouldn't have to do his hair and makeup. And by the way.
What?
Hair? Come on. Come on.
He goes to the same hairdresser as me.
Makeup, yes. Hair, no.
Just a bit of powder
on
top.
Koshy.
Yeah.
Face the music. But well done.
Yeah,
I admire your stance. There's going to be more of it. Huge. The government in America have now come out and said that federal workers are going to have to be mandated. Businesses
mm.
now are getting strong. It's just the only way. It's
well,
not
what's
going to
happen
we
otherwise?
Do.
We don't want to be in lockdown forever. We want to get out of this.
We want
sick
to get
of it.
Back to
I want
the
to
business.
See bands again. I want to go to the pub and go out with friends.
Well, I'd happily do it. I'm double vaccinated. I want my passport. I want to flash it around.
Do you?
So you know I can go anywhere I want. Gladys, now, this, I just want to let everyone know, John Farnham is A-OK.
Oh, yeah. There
so
was
this became quite
concern.
The issue.
Yes.
Gladys
was trending.
Has turned up for a press conference the day after saying, I'm not turning up.
Right.
So it was called the biggest comeback since Farnham.
Yes.
John Farnham subsequently became trending.
Yeah.
And fans and people saw
when a name
this,
is trending, it's always the worst news.
Expected the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone was upset, apart from someone here at the office who has him in the deck.
Terrible.
Maybe me.
Come on. He's a national
but
treasure.
People, well, he is a national treasure.
Farnsie?
Like me and others. I'll show
you, put
you
yourself
why
in, there.
In a minute. I'll tell you why.
All right, okay.
He's okay.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
So there's just comparing Gladys to Farnham is unfair. We all wanted Farnsie to come back.
By the way, those press conferences are way too long. They could be done
kept
in half
short.
The time.
Yeah.
Can't they just give us the numbers, where the cases are.
Give us the numbers, highlights, where to go to get vaxxed.
And just that's it.
Yeah.
You don't need to
a shout out to our frontline emergency
that's
workers.
It. 30 minutes
are,
done.
Who are working so
Waitable.
Hard. Thank you so much, yeah. everyone, for doing
Can I also
that.
Thank you? I saw a video today. You talked about yourself being a national treasure. I tough for me to say it, but I think this campaign you are doing with the MCG and the MCC is unbelievably great.
Well, so they rang me up and said, would you like to be part of it? And I said, yes, because I don't know if you know this, Dave, but I live in Melbourne and the...
I do know that.
The last three... Well, a lot of people wouldn't. Yeah. But the last three houses I have bought as an adult in my life, bought and sold, are walking distance from the MCG because I love it so much.
The people's ground.
It is the spiritual heart and soul and centre of life in Victoria.
It is.
There's similar grounds that do the same thing for every state in this country. But for me, the MCG is a sacred site and holds a place in my heart.
A lot of my friends that will come and visit from interstate, first place to go, can we go to the MCG?
Just so when they asked me, would you be part of a vaccination campaign that uses the MCG to get the message that if you want to come back here and fill the joint,
100,000.
We need to get vaccinated. I put my hand up like so many others did. I don't care about the noise. I don't care about the dumb, stupid, ignorant vocal minority, the Tin Hat Brigade. Mm. Who come with their hate for you, are just not interested in you. So don't even bother responding to me because I don't listen, you don't affect me. I won't be coward
you're doing the
Guy
right
Sebastian.
Thing.
You know what I mean? He got spooked by these.
He did. And they are a vocal minority.
Facebook kind of...
Because in the end, the majority will be vaccinated.
The majority will be vaccinated and the majority of people get what the responsibility is to live in a community and to like others and to be part of it. The answer.
Yeah, that's right. Help each other out.
And
roll up your sleeve.
I'm aware that not everyone can be vaccinated well, so it's for everyone who can.
Of course.
That's the point of difference. So please, I'm only responding because I know what to expect when you put your hand up. It's already started.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be getting calls now about it. Guarantee it.
However, I do feel very privileged, and Dave, I want to underline this for the point. It's been covered on all the news services.
Yes.
And I think this is the most telling moment.
Oh, come on.
No, listen, Dave, this is important.
Do I have to play this?
You have to play this. It's Channel 9 News last night.
You were
covering the launch of the ad.
Yeah,
and I was watching. Here we go. Have a listen.
Using the faces and places Victorians know and love.
Your one action out there could help us see 100,000 people. See
back
that?
In here. I hear it.
Faces people know and love. Cut to Mickey.
Then they go to the MCG.
That has national treasure written all over it.
By the way, coronavirus.vic.gov.au to find out where you can receive a jab. But hashtag be part of the team in Melbourne, part of the MCG and MCC vaccination campaign. Well done, mate. That's amazing. And by the way, we'll put that on
I'm
our
trending,
socials.
I'm not dead. Can we put that on our socials? Put that on Malloy.
Righto,
Put it on Mick Malloy 66
as well.
And get out there, share it around, spread the message.
Well done.
Let's get back to the G.
Let's
get
it.
Back to normal Feel life. It. Hey, when we come back after the break,
entertainment.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Malloy's Entertainment Report.
Well, it's not really mine as such. Whitney and Rosie are in to discuss, amongst other things, The Voice wrapped up, Survivor wrapped up, but also a couple are opening tonight, The Masked Singer and SAS Australia. We'll get to that. But in the meantime, Rosie, big news from the...
Rock World.
MVAs.
The motor vehicle accident.
Oh, is that what I've been
VMAs,
saying?
VMAs, I think it is. We'll do that next.
The same thing. There's just as many accidents if you've been watching the red carpet.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to talk about that.
We'll get to that.
James Hetfield's gone the blub. So Metallica, one of the biggest bands of all time. He's gone the blub.
Yes.
There's big celebrations this year for Metallica. Their amazing album Black celebrates 30 years.
Yeah.
And they've got a song called Nothing Else Matters.
You might have heard it on Triple M.
A couple of times.
It's
a great song, by the way.
It is a
still
good song.
Still stands up, this one.
So they're reissuing the album and there's a whole bunch of covers that are being done as well. Miley Cyrus is doing a cover of it.
I like it when they do this. Do they get to ask the people to do the covers?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
But coincidentally, Elton John has covered it as well, also with Miley.
But both for the... For the
separate. Album? Elton's got another album on his own.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And
a bunch of
Metallica's
Jeez.
Got one too. Yeah. So Elton John joined, it's a famous radio show called Howard Stern in the States.
It's the best radio broadcaster
Incredible.
In the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he had the best metal band in the world joining him. And Elton John zoomed in to talk about how much he loved Metallica, causing James Hetfield to cry.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Hi, guys.
This is one of the best songs ever written to me. I mean, it's just
yes,
the chord structure, the melodies, the time changes. It's got drama written all over it. And Metallica are probably, you know, the creme de la creme of those kind of bands. You can't really define them. Not a heavy metal band. They're a musical band. Their songs aren't just heavy metal. They're beautiful songs. And this is such a melodic song. It's great, actually.
Yeah.
The whole time James is just bawling his eyes out, which is lovely,
head.
I guess.
For anyone who's seen the doco, though, that's not unusual.
Some kind of monster.
Which you must see if you haven't.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
It is.
So, but what praise for Elton to say that about, you know, another artist?
For Elton John, if you had told me Elton John and Hatfield did an interview, one of them cried. I would have bet you 1,000 to 1 it was Elton John who went the blub. But no, worlds colliding, situations reversed. So that's amazing.
By the way, Miley Cyrus doing, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago.
Do we have any audio of that?
We'll get some.
We can get some.
Get it,
I love Miley Cyrus.
And I copped a lot of crap over it as well. People going, no, Miley's not, doesn't bother.
No, she's a genius. Her latest album is amazing. And she does a few rock covers.
I love it. I love the fact she's doing
it. And when she's had Joan Jett on stage with her, big love for Miley.
Hi, I'm over here, guys.
Oh, yeah, g'day.
What do you think?
Lost complete control of my own show there as the three of you. Hey, can you girls hang around?
Absolutely.
Because we're about to get stuck into entertainment.
Yes.
There's been a Donnybrook on the red carpet.
Oh, the VMAs.
At the MVAs. VMAs? I don't know.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Malloy's Entertainment Report.
It is coming up soon. Nearly Meadows and then Tom Gleisner, speaking of entertainment, Gold Logie winner. Once upon a time, joining us in the second hour of Malloy.
I've been robbed of two gold Logies, which I clearly would have won if the Logies hadn't been cancelled in the last 2 years.
You would have won it.
I'm the premier entertainer. I've excelled at TV on a national level. And it was hands down, timing has robbed me.
Right.
Timing has robbed me. And you know who was going to host?
Who's that?
This year? Bert's leg.
Stop.
Bert's leg. Was going to host the Logies, and I would love to have seen it.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. We've been robbed again.
Next time.
A magical moment. Where are we starting, guys?
Your favourite award show, the
MVAs.
Yeah. Or the Video Music Awards for MTV.
Well, you know,
was a bit of a motor vehicle accident, though, on the red carpet.
What happened?
Yeah.
I love this story.
This just came out of nowhere. Conor McGregor, UFC star. Yes. He threw a drink on Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, good.
And
on
no
him.
One knows why. And then a brawl started to happen. So Machine Gun Kelly is a rapper who was performing on the night, and he played Tommy Lee in The Dirt.
That's right.
He's a bit of a dick, isn't he?
I think so.
He's a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
He strikes me. He don't call himself Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't get it.
And anyway, so what's he done? He's gobbed off at Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's thrown
a drink.
Well,
there's no explanation, but a drink was thrown, then there was a scuffle, and they had to be physically pulled apart.
I think I know who's lucky to have who's dodged
Absolutely.
A bullet in that encounter.
Because Conor's rep said, oh, you know, he only fights fighters, but I don't think a fighter throws a drink like that. I mean, I've seen that at a nightclub, not
you know what it was?
By my girlfriend.
It's probably a promotion for his new whiskey, Proper 12,
which
he's very good at promoting.
Very
It'll probably
that's
feature
conspiracy.
In a new ad for his. Why was he drinking on the red carpet?
Because he's Conor McGregor.
He's Conor McGregor and he's promoting Proper 12.
But I don't know if we need subtitles or whatever, but Conor McGregor spoke afterwards about the incident.
What happened?
Absolutely nothing. I don't know. I just showed up and I don't know. I don't even know the guy, to be honest with you. We fight real fighters, people that actually fight, you know what I mean? I certainly don't fight little vanilla boy rappers. You know, I don't even know the guy. I don't know anything about him.
Doesn't know him.
He doesn't know him.
He didn't think he was that. Paul guy, the Instagram
fighter. Logan Paul.
He probably does, because that's what they do now. He's trying to get a fight up against that guy.
Yeah.
He's probably confused
that's
him.
I have another theory. I think there might be some jealousy because Machine Gun Kelly's girlfriend is Megan Fox,
who, in my opinion,
is the hottest girl on this planet. And she is talk of the VMAs because
she's a bit overdressed
up.
For me.
Yeah, I think
she
so.
Was a bit overdressed. Don't call me old fashioned, but I like it. Not a petticoat.
A G-string's too much.
Let's just say I wasn't snowing down south.
That's
a phrase. That's a phrase.
She's near naked.
You use.
She's literally near naked, but she pulls it off. So that's my theory. He's jealous.
She wasn't the only one.
Okay. Up here.
Michael.
Come on. Stop it, Rosie. Stop it.
can't.
Okay, what's going on?
For the first time, they had sort of like an introduction for people who have been in the industry for a long time.
Yes.
The 26-year award went to the Foo Fighters.
Well, good on them.
They are global fantastic. Icon. Global award. Icon Award is what it's
what
called.
What was the boil-over? There was a result you didn't like.
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. All right.
So Taylor Hawkins had a special drum kit set up for Charlie Watts, which was a nice nod. They did a medley.
Very good.
And I love hearing where they break into the next song. So it was Learn to Fly. Into Shame Shame from their new album. This
was a bus, Yeah. If
you want to. And then we'll get into Everlong.
We like that.
It's so good.
I love Dave Grohl.
They were up for Best Rock.
He's right. The second best drummer.
Who else was in
Daryl
that?
Summers.
Okay. Oh, stop it. Who else was in that category? You've got to go through that.
Best Rock. So it was Foo Fighters, Evanescence, The Killers and Kings of Leon Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All powerhouses and John Mayer. Who do you think won?
Well, you can put a line through John Mayer. He's obviously
you would think that, wouldn't you?
In the wrong category.
He would have been.
Be up there.
I didn't even think he was still relevant.
Don't do it.
It was John Mayer. Do you want to hear his new song? It is called Last Train Home. Here is a bit of it. If you don't want to love me, let me go. I'm running for the last train.
What?
Yeah, so that won Best Rock category.
Best
and
Rock.
As I was getting James Blake to help me put that together, he said, did you know that Toto's running underneath that song?
That's Toto. It's Toto. You don't want to love
me. It is.
Yeah. I said, no, that's
Toto.
The song.
Mm-hmm. Has he sampled Toto?
I don't know if it's an official sample, but.
Wow. Mm. Wow. I offended. I insulted John Mayer on live to his face on live TV. I was on the panel.
Yeah.
And they said sometimes they'd finish the panel with the musical artist and John Mayer was there.
Yes.
Anyway, it was the end of the show and he was just supposed to supposed to sing. And he started talking. He started talking to the panel.
Right.
And it went on for about a minute and a half and I've turned around and said, any danger of a song, John?
How did that go down?
He wasn't overly impressed. I'm hearing from the producers. Mayer is joined on the track by Toto percussionist Lenny Castro.
Well, they've just stolen, though.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah. Terrible. Anyway, that one. So well done.
Well, that's terrible. Mm. Guys, we were going to cover all these.
There's plenty more, but we've run out of time.
We've run out of time. I might get you back maybe just prior to Song Whisperer.
Oh, that'd be nice.
To fill in a couple of these details. But we've got to go.
Yes.
Satellite is in place to
UAE.
Speak to Nearly Meadows.
Right after this, it's Malloy on Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy. Nearly Meadows. Sports Wrap.
He left Red Bull. He went to Renault. He's gone to McLaren. He's going to get the victory now. It's McLaren and Ricciardo that win the Italian Grand Prix.
Yeah, boy.
Well done,
Dan. It was a pure elation from Daniel Riccardi. What do you make of that? Why is it taking him so long to find his mojo? Did anyone see that coming?
Oh, so brilliant, isn't it? What a few just hours for Australian sport. We had an F1 win, an F2 win, a Wallabies win after the siren, two Grand Slam champions. Jesus. Yes. It was just an unbelievable few hours for Aussies in sport. But Daniel Ricciardo, everyone's favourite smile in sport. And he did the shooty afterwards. But it was his maiden podium for McLaren. It was his first one since Monaco in 2018. Eighth overall win in his F1 career. And you could just hear the emotion. And he spoke afterwards about the fact he hasn't seen his parents for over a year. At times he just wanted a cuddle from his mum. So to get this win and to do it 1-2 with teammate Lando Norris from McLaren as well made it all the more special.
It happened in qualifying and you went, this is incredible. He's turned, all of a sudden the McLarens are flying. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, everything just started to click for him, didn't it? And it was just wonderful to see. But it must also be spoken about that even though he was already doing really, really well, as you said, in qualifying, the two title contenders also crashed out during this race. So Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen, who are always up and amongst it, their fierce, fierce rivalry just took another step in this one.
Verstappen's dangerous. I put it to you, he's always been dangerous. He used to get away with it because it was considered youthful. There's always a bit of recklessness attached. But I think he's a worry. I think his blind desire, he thinks he's always got the best line, he's always got the right. It will end up possibly in a tragedy one day.
We'll have a listen to the audio of the crash.
It's wheel to wheel, Hamilton and Verstappen! Oh. And this time Verstappen and Hamilton have crashed out! Two championship protagonists have taken each other out of the Italian Grand Prix.
Now, Max Verstappen has been handed a three-place penalty for the Russian GP for causing the collision, even though he claims that Hamilton didn't leave enough space. This is really getting nasty.
He's never wrong.
They barely checked on each other straight after the crash, but thank goodness for the halo. It was controversial at the time. The addition to the cars, but Hamilton has basically come out and said that saved it from being much nastier. He's got a bit of a sore neck and a headache, called it a very scary situation. Today, someone must have been looking down, watching over me. It's the first time in 63 races that Hamilton hasn't finished.
Well, he's lucky to be alive, as you said, and something needs to be done. Verstappen thinks he can do what he wants.
Quick shout as well to 20-year-old Melbourneian Oscar Piastri.
And F2.
So we had two Aussie champions. But let's move on to the tennis, shall we? Because Novak Djokovic earlier today beaten, so he stays on 20 Grand Slam titles with Nadal and Federer, which makes it incredibly exciting for the Australian Open.
Can I just say it was a popular loss, a very popular loss. They were booing him at one stage in that final.
Funny though, because Daniel Medvedev is pretty much the only bloke that's less popular in that way. And he's been absolutely smashed throughout this and said early in the tournament, I feed off you, I feed off your booze, keep coming at me, I'll win this thing because of your booze and your, you know, the way that you go. So Daniel Medvedev wins his maiden Grand Slam, even though he had a few nervous moments, several double faults serving for the match, but there were tears from Djokovic as Medvedev won 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. It means that Djokovic fails to achieve the calendar Grand Slam. The last man was Rod Laver in 1969. Have a listen to Medvedev as he won.
I think it's the first time I'm so nervous saying my speech. I mean, first of all, I want to say sorry for you fans and Novak, because I mean, we all know what he was going for today, what you accomplished this year and throughout your career. I never said this to anybody, but I'll say it right now. For me, you are the greatest tennis player in the history.
Please. Well, seems a bit over the top, I would have thought, but there you go. And he may well end up with the most titles. He probably will. But you've got to remember, the other two were taking him off each other for 15
years. Of course. Yeah, that's right.
So not a fair fight, I would have said.
Daniel Medvedev, I read a stat somewhere, and I hope I get this right, Mickey, that Daniel Medvedev and Dominic Thiem are the only two men born after the year 1989 to have won a Grand Slam in this era. Now, that puts you at 32. So that's pretty incredible how much it's been dominated by those three blokes. Speaking of domination, though, let's talk about Dylan Alcott. The Aussie has completed what Novak Djokovic couldn't, which is the Golden Slam, which includes, of course, gold in Tokyo. His 15th Grand Slam title overall. He says he's not sure if he'll be back at Flushing Meadows, but he's made quite the impression because, Mickey, even during the US Open men's singles final, they cut to him in a crowd shot and he was chugging a beer out of his trophy and got the biggest beer. So we've gone from the shooey of Ricardo to the cup chug.
We'll drink out of anything. We're Australian. Just try us on.
Yeah, he was very emotional, Mickey. I think it's worth a listen.
Can't believe I just won the gold and slam. I used to hate myself so much. I hated my disability. I didn't even want to be here anymore. And I found tennis and it changed and saved my life. And now I've become the only male ever in any form of tennis, I think, to win the Golden Slam, which is pretty cool.
Well done, mate.
Not bad. Highly emotional. And we've got to go to a break, but just quickly, the Women's Open was a boil over too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was two teenagers, 18-year-old Emma Raducanu, first British woman in 44 years to win a tennis major, first qualifier to win a Grand Slam, and did so without dropping a set, Mickey. She absolutely smashed it. and received congratulations from the Queen as well. But congratulations as well to Sammy Sosa, who won in the doubles 10 years after beating Serena Williams. So two Aussie Grand Slams.
Britain has lost their minds, their collective minds. They have gone bonkers overnight. They've been waiting for this. We've got to go for a break. Can you hang around?
Absolutely.
More with Neroli after this.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
We are joined from Dubai, quarantine. It's Neroli Meadows on the show.
So I must have misheard you in the first break. I just need you to clarify. I heard you say, I thought I heard you said Wallabies won something, but I'm, I'm presuming you misspoke. Is that true? What happened?
The Wallabies won one. We beat the world champs.
I thought they should be disbanded.
The man who won it for us still doesn't have Australian citizenship. So Quade Cooper playing his 71st
He's
test.
He's back, is he?
7 from 7 has a penalty after the siren from long range and manages to nail it to win 28-26. His first game in the green and gold in 4 years. Bold Wonderful. Selection. It certainly pays off for Dave Rennie. Absolutely amazing. And when he was asked about, hopefully this helps his citizenship, he says, let's hope so, fingers crossed.
Let's hope so too. Let's go boxing. What a great sport. It's always
colourful, isn't it?
Colourful. So 58-year-old Evander Holyfield has made a comeback against a UFC fighter, Vitor Belfort. At least he's not an Instagram star. That's my new favourite kind of fight. How did former world champion heavyweight Evander Holyfield at the age of 58 go?
Look, I think this one, Mickey, is best summed up by the expert commentary team who were put on to commentate this bout, and that included Donald Trump and his son, Don Jr. So this is how farcical we're talking. Basically, Evander Holyfield, 58 years old, 14 years older than his opponent, was technical knockout in the first round. He never should have been in the ring, according to most people watching the fight.
And he's 58. As
you say, first time in over a decade. So, look, a lot of people were very, very critical of this one, and it's hard to disagree with them.
58. The ringside doctor got into the ring at one stage to check his prostate. I mean, you can't be putting a 58-year-old, I'm guessing this has got the Nevada Boxing Commission written all over it, does it? I'm over this. And what was already a sport that at its best is one of the greatest sporting contests in the world, but you get it wrong and it drops off very quickly and becomes really sad. And the latest development is these intra-code fights and these Instagram influencers stepping into the ring against bona fide champions. Donald Trump.
Yes, and Don Jr.
Talking around it. I don't get it. Let's go to soccer. And there was a momentous moment in world soccer over the weekend that didn't disappoint.
We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, Mickey? Cristiano Ronaldo leaving Juventus, heading back to Manchester United, and his second debut for Man U went beautifully. He scored a brace, 2 goals in the 4-1 win over Newcastle United. Basically, beautiful display of skill and speed, which was one of the main things of the goal. They know that he's just still got it. Plenty left to give in Man U in his second stint.
He didn't disappoint the legion of fans. He went to great lengths to watch it live, from live streaming to coalescing outside the ground to doing it. A huge moment that didn't disappoint. Let's go to AFL NRL quickly, Nez. What's making news?
Some big news today, Mickey, and it's a win for the people. We love this.
Yes.
So basically, the preliminary final for the Melbourne Storm will face the winner of the Panthers and the Eels. It was originally scheduled for 7:50 on the same night as the AFL Grand Final was being played. The NRL and Peter Vlandis have decided to move it to 4 p.m. They say they listened to the fans. We need more of that.
We do indeed. Brighton Marathon, are you across this one?
I do love this one, Mickey, because I don't know about you, but when I run a marathon, I want an extra 500 metres added onto the end.
What do you mean? This is hilarious.
That's what happened in the Brighton Marathon. Once the runners had already started, organisers suddenly realised that they'd accidentally done 568 metres too far in the marathon, but it was too late to change it because it already started.
Oh. Now, I don't know what could piss off someone who runs a marathon more than I don't know, adding an extra 560 metres.
Half a K.
And let's remember, that's usually the 560 metres when they're thunderbirding, like their body's about to shut down and collapse. They sometimes just get across the line.
Exactly.
Well, imagine telling those guys, oh, shit, sorry, you've got to go again.
It's a bit like Mickey when I found out that even though I landed at 5 a.m., that first day was considered a travel day and not day one of my hotel quarantine.
Oh, no. How are you?
I'm in Dubai and this is day 48 overall of hard hotel quarantine in my life. So I'm almost brought up the half century. I'm thinking of a Dizzy Gillespie celebration riding the horse through my hotel room when I bring it up.
I think you celebrated last year's birthday in that room. You might get to do it again.
My birthday's on Thursday, so I believe that the year's going out if you're in hard hotel quarantine lockdown.
Man. When's the IPL start?
On September 19.
Well, that's one to look out for. All right, Nez, thank you for that.
Happy
a lot
birthday.
To cover, but it was all well worth it.
Great day for the Aussies. Thanks, Mickey.
You've got it, Nerilee Meadows. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Tom Gleisner from Have You Been Paying Attention joining us in the next few minutes on the show.
And we're about to get to Song Whisperer, but yes. The girls are back in the studio to tie up some loose ends from the Entertainment Report while we're talking
Rosie
music.
Yes, we're going to The
Rosie
Voice.
Rosie Whitney, The Voice, wrapped up last
night. Finished last night. Bella Taylor-Smith, a 23-year-old from Sydney, took home the chocolate.
Who was the coach, trainer, manager?
Guy Sebastian.
Guy Sebastian.
Yes. It was beautiful. She did a really great song,
Did he mention the war? Did he comment?
No,
did
it come up?
That's all
no none of that. Let's not focus on that.
No, Just for a second. Do you know what I reckon he should do? They should have, the other two judges should have chairs and he should sit on a fence. He should sit on a fence and get splinters up his bottom.
Trying
to work out which camp.
He's not quite allowed in.
He's not quite allowed in. And then spin it really fast. Yeah. Now, what have you, who won it?
Bella.
Can I tell you the biggest problem with The Voice?
What?
And it's not my thesis. I've just heard this reported. Right. That no one has ever gone on to become famous or from the Australian Idol produced, yes, Guy Sebastian, yes,
Shannon Noll.
But name me someone from The Voice who's gone on to make a career in music. Don't contradict me.
Like Kelly Clarkson in the reverse. She did well.
She was
American Idol.
That's what I mean. But she did that show, and then she's become a big star. But no one from Australia has done it. Yeah,
but she was
Clarice
in The Voice.
Eden, wasn't
but
she?
But she was an Idol. She was Idol.
What about the Young Divas?
That was Idol as well. Okay.
They're
all
idol.
Grasping at
There's all no one at The Voice.
No. Well, Bella could be that one. Congratulations.
All right,
to
let's move on. Yes, Survivor also wrapped up. Mm. Blah blah. What about The Masked Singer starts tonight? It starts.
The ads have been everywhere.
Who's who in the zoo? Do you know,
Michael? I know that you go disappearing sometimes. Are you or are you not the kebab?
I'd rather not comment. What I'll say is this.
Could you imagine?
No, I'm not. But what I would say is this. If it was a burrito, you could put your money on the fact. Are there any guesses as we speak?
The baby could be Emma Wiggle. She's everywhere.
Emma Wiggle.
But also there's speculation that the baby could be Anne Edmonds because she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Emma Wiggle would be a good call.
There's a Pavlova. You'd assume that there's some sort of New Zealand connection. Melanie Bracewell's new to the country and to Channel 10.
Oh, good.
Could I be cynical in suggesting that they'd make her do that?
Charlotte Crosby. Charlotte Crosby's been thrown around too because she came here quarantined for 2 weeks and then went back.
Do you know who I've heard this seriously? Who is it, the Pinata?
Yeah,
who?
Bob Dylan.
Oh, good on you, Hughesy.
Imagine if it was, though. Wouldn't that blow everyone up? Oh, my God. And reveal yourself. Bugger me, it's Bob Dylan.
Oh my
now,
God.
That would be. Yeah. And what about SAS girls? I know you love SAS. Yeah.
Tonight, 7:30, Channel 7.
I'm so excited for this. I absolutely froth.
Bryn Edelston will be the one for me to watch early because I'm guessing she'll be going pretty
be going
early.
Home?
Hang on, we thought Chappelle would go early last season
she
lasted a little bit longer than we thought.
She's been in jail. Bryn, I don't know, will last quite as long.
I want to see them push Bryn Edelston out of a helicopter. That's going to be gold.
Manu, he's a chef.
Manu,
he's
going to
he'll whimper pretty early.
Yeah.
Pete Murray. Now he's
the French
singer.
Weren't great when it came to military. They got ran over a fair bit.
Do you know they don't get warm water, hot water? They only have cold water the whole time they're there.
That's your biggest worry, is it?
Yeah, that actually is a fear of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker for you.
Cold water's a fear of yours.
Like, you know, idiots get in the shower and go have a cold shower. I'm like,
let's never drop Whitney behind enemy lines. Bless them.
Anyway, we've got to get to school.
All right. All right. Good on you guys. Thanks for all the entertainment wrap-up. Time for this, though.
With Dave, the song whisperer.
Straight into it, Dave.
Here's the synopsis. This song is about rules are made to be broken and the consequences can be ignored. You live your own life. You make your own choices. All I've got to say is this.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Mm. You're an idiot.
What? That's
I thought The Law and The Law won.
Oh, The Clash.
Yes,
I think Bobby Fuller Four had the original, but The Clash did the cover. No, that's not right.
1-3-5-3.
Driving you home. This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Gonna be a beauty, people. Tom Gleisner from Have You Been Paying Attention?
Tommy G.
Going around tonight after the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
He's up for a chat.
He's so good.
I can't wait. I believe he's been watching a bit of sport over the weekend. So we'll get to the bottom of that. Nerd alert up and about.
All righto.
Did you know there is a new iPhone coming out this week and someone on the show is fairly excited about it?
Go on.
Guess who?
Oh, the nerd out there.
We'll find out in just a moment. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But
Dave, the song whisperer.
Start at the top with this bloke. Yep. Synopsis, please.
Here
Dave.
It is. This song is about how rules are made to be broken and the consequences can be ignored. You live your own life. You make your own choices.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
What does that mean?
That's good advice.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Good advice. Yep. 1-3-3-5-3. What? Don't try and pull it apart.
I think you've gone.
I don't think
get this. Alex is on the line. Alex, can you decipher anything from that?
I just saw Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, let's hope not.
By the way, Lindsay Buckingham's about to drop a new record too on his own.
There's a feud going, isn't there, between Lindsay Buckingham and...
Oh, he's there.
What's her name?
Stevie.
Stevie.
Oh, mate, it's been going on forever, I suppose.
But this is really
a new fresh one.
Gone bonkers.
Oh, is that right?
Alex, you couldn't know.
No, it's not that, unfortunately.
Well, you click with the buzzer sometimes.
What, mate? What do you want me to do?
I'm still teasing it out a bit.
You want me to say, okay.
No, it's your call.
Oh, no, okay.
It's your call. It's your segment, apparently. By the way, Dave's other segment, Dave's Corner,
yes.
Is out of order today.
Episode 8.
It involves... Is bestiality too strong? I'm just trying to get people. There's something not right.
Whoa.
Let's just say Dr. Chris Brown should be involved in whatever's going down today.
Episode 8, you're going to have to listen to that. Well, that's all about.
Yeah, whoever. Right. You can get onto that. Listen to the podcast. Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Linda, what song, please?
All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You by Heart.
Oh, now, Linda, you're not taking this seriously. How do you get to that?
I don't know. It's a bit of a pun, that's all.
A pun on what?
Just a
punt,
that's all.
Oh, a punt.
Yeah.
Jeez, well, I mean, I don't know. Is there anything from the synopsis that would send us...
Rules made to be broken.
All I want to do is make love to you. Well, if they're already in a relationship, it's getting a bit queasy.
Yeah,
live your own life. Make your own choices. Make love to someone. You didn't even say that. Have you hung on?
I buzzed it, yeah.
You buzzed it. I was still mulling it over.
Linda, I'm going to give you a prize from the Malloy prize cupboard. That's $100 worth of grilled coming your way. Get grilled in or out of lockdown, healthy, tasty burgers at takeawaydeliverygrill.com.au.
That is
not right, though.
Good
thanks,
prize. Thank you very much.
Linda, well done.
Yum-o.
Well done. Grilled. Rowan's on the line. Rowan, what are you thinking?
I reckon it might be We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister.
Now we're chatting on from.
Our mate.
Rules are made to be broken. The consequences can be ignored. Live your own life. Make your own choices. I think we can call it.
Rowan.
We are. Yes, and...
Guess what?
Hey!
It's Dave. Not Twisted Sister.
Hey, Duke him, Dave.
You got a case of Brick Lane Draft on its way. Award-winning beer, by the way.
Can I tell you, the Revolver won a World Beer Award.
Global.
A Global.
That's amazing.
Beer Award. Over the weekend, and there's two or three others of our beers were represented at the World Awards.
Congratulations.
But we won.
That's amazing. Well deserved. It's such a good beer.
Award-winning beer, you're going to woof there, big fella. Well Rowan, done. Well done. Colin.
What are you signed for, by the way?
I don't know. No one will get this. Colin, what are you thinking, mate?
Mate, I'm thinking Green Day Warning.
And why are you saying that?
The robot gave a little bit of a warning away, and the rest of the synopsis reminds me of Dave.
Hang on, the robot.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah, that robot. Yeah, that.
Like, warning, you know, like...
It says danger.
No, you're absolutely right.
It doesn't say warning.
Nah, Colin's got it. Warning.
Hey, no, Dave. It says danger.
Nah, Will danger, Robinson. Warning. Let's be honest.
No, it all doesn't. The same thing.
He's given away a warning.
It could be...
Yeah.
Oh, and you got
that's
it through
right.
that,
that's right. You're absolutely... That's what I meant, Colin.
Right. I'm yep. sensing some collusion here.
No, it's...
This might be investigated.
The rest of the song reminded me of Dave. No consequences for your actions.
That'd be right. That's it's lawless. He is.
I'll tell you what you've got. You've got yourself $200 to go shopping at dshop.com.au.
Oh,
do some D shopping today. Live better for less with D-Shop. Warning, Will Robinson. Here it is right now.
Warning. It's danger.
Thanks, fellas.
Will Robinson, danger.
It's Malloy. Tom Gleisner up next. Good on you, Colin. This is Triple M.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? Tonight is back, 8:45, right after the premiere of The Masked Singer tonight on Channel 10. And joining us is the quizmaster, the host. It's Tom Gleisner on Malloy.
How are you, Tom?
Mickey, nice to see you. To be honest, I'm a little exhausted. I'll be straight there. It's been a big weekend of sport on TV for me. I'm sure you've had much the same.
Sure have.
It's been a bit noisy, I'd have to say. We had the Formula One race, of course, last night. So basically, it was 2 hours of...
Alongside him is Daniel Ricciardo, and Ricciardo is inching into the lead. Daniel Ricciardo will have the inside line here ahead of Max Verstappen. Hamilton has got away well too.
That was the warm-up lap. That was just amazing.
Yes.
53 laps of that, Mickey.
53 laps. I can only imagine what that was like.
Then we had the boxing match. Did you tune into that? There was a bit of pay-per-view, I think.
I did.
Evander Holyfield versus, I'm not sure of this, Mr. Vitor Belfort. Anyway, basically, it was more shouting.
Left to get an uppercut, and that sends Holyfield down. A legitimate left uppercut knockdown.
On the plus side, short. It was. I think it only went. Did it just go like the one round or something? Yeah,
not surprising.
He's getting on a bit. He wasn't knocked down. He actually had a fall, I think. It was the Holyfield. And did you see former President Trump?
He was there, ringside. Just when you think it can't get any weirder.
Tackier.
Off he goes.
Special guest commentator. And as always, he was talking up the event.
I want to thank everybody involved in this. This has been an incredible success. I hear it's going crazy over the internet.
Big claim.
Biggest figures ever.
Wow. It's up there with cats playing the piano and teenagers falling off milk crates. That's how good that is.
Indeed. So that was a highlight for sure.
There's more noise this morning when I woke up with the US Open final from Flushing Meadows, I think the squeakiest court on earth. Take a listen.
That's terrible.
Do you remember, Mickey, you're in Kath and Kim, remember the sliding door whenever someone would come into Kath and Kim's house?
Yes, I did.
That's what Flushing Meadows sounds like. I think I spoke to Sam Stosur some years ago because she won a US Open and she said
she did.
It's the only Grand Slam where they just don't shut up. Like, you know, in Wimbledon, French Open.
Oh, really?
Right.
But they talk.
You know when they're serving and they go, quiet please. Mm. No, at Flushing Meadows, this is what it sounds like.
40-30. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Thank you for what?
For doing nothing. I've always said at the French Open, Tommy, the loser should bag the court. That's how we used to play. It just feels right.
Absolutely. But now let's bring the volume down a little bit. Mm. A lot of AFL matches this year have been played without spectators. Mm. And how do you find watching those sort of matches on TV?
I find them hard. I find them lacking in atmosphere. Mm. And I think the players kind of miss it as much as we do watching it.
Yeah.
Probably true. They pump like a bit of fake crowd noise, don't they?
They
keep it low level. But the plus is you get to hear things you normally wouldn't during an AFL match. I was actually watching your team a couple of weeks ago, and a player hit the post. Mm. You know, he's kicking for goal, and you actually got to hear it. Take a listen.
He's been a fair contributor, Tommy Lynch.
chomping into the post. Jeez, that noise was loud.
It's unreal.
It sounded like you hit the side of a hot dog van. There it is.
That is actually what the sound of a football hitting the goalpost is like. We'd never hear it otherwise. But look, anyway, for the next couple of weeks, I'm planning to seek out just quieter sporting events. Golf, if there's anything on, like a little polite gallery is always nice. But for me, the ultimate and easy listening, calm sporting audio, it'd have to be snooker.
Yeah, that's a good pot from Hong Yi.
They're out of control, by the way.
I might have a nap, Mickey.
You have a nap.
Stick around, Tom. Tom's going to stay with us for another chat right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Yep. Have you been paying attention? Back 8:45 tonight on Channel 10, right after the premiere of The Masked Singer.
It's a big night for you, Tom, because rumours are you're the kebab. So you are going to be earning your money. Do you know what? My boys and everyone keep coming up to me asking me, seriously, are you the kebab? Because it makes sense on a certain level.
Wow, it could be.
Yeah, I reckon I was pegged last season as somebody, Ursula Carlson, because they made some reference to fishing. Yeah. And she was sure it was me in the rubber waders, but no, it wasn't.
Well, that would be a good character. It's going to be a cracking night on Channel 10.
Yeah.
Who else is on that program with you tonight?
We've got Pete Hellyer joining the squad. Kitty Flanagan, the award-winning Kitty Flanagan, Fisk. Just picked up some big TV award in France, which is pretty exciting.
Well done.
Huge. And we welcome a newbie, Emma Holland, a very funny young lady who's, God, don't I sound like 108? He's funny.
You're blooding in new kids instead of picking up the phone and ringing your old faithfuls.
It's on the cards.
I'm not needy. And you don't. Just, I don't know, leave a message sometimes saying, hey, mate, we're thinking about you. It's not right this week, but we'll consider you. For some stage in the future, I mean...
Mick, I've explained before, we need to give the Channel 10 lawyers advance notice, all right? They're on furlough. We'll get them back and you'll be back on, buddy.
And I want to congratulate you too on the Cheap Seats, which is a great program, awesome. By the way. Bloody funny. And the old joke mate is clicking over at a horrendous rate of knots there. So well done. To you, of course, because you used to back in the day, you'd have your hands all over this because Tommy's news segment on The Late Show is probably the precursor for anyone.
Started everything. I think The Masked Singer came from that.
You want to know how to deliver news from a news desk? I send you back to The Late Show where Tommy G used to come out and throw haymakers on the desk. It was the blueprint, the archetype.
Those were the days. But, yes, the Cheap Seats, and one of our shows is on the Tuesday night. So Monday, Tuesday, big late-ish nights on 10.
You've got it all covered, mate. All right, we'll have a good one tonight. That does look like a big night's entertainment on Channel 10.
8:45.
Good on you, Tommy.
Well done, Tommy.
Thanks, Mickey.
Got to watch some snooker, I reckon. That's more Tommy speed.
This is Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Attention. Attention.
Nerd alert.
The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
This is a fully blown nerd alert. Mm. James,
hello.
You've come to the table. It's a big week for you. We'll get to that.
Yes.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with smart Roombas. They're the little robot vacuums that go around and clean up after you.
I know what they are. Jane Kennedy gave me one. It's here in the studio. It's a Roomba with a little French maid's outfit.
Yeah, that's right.
He knows... the way I like my cleaners.
It's a sexy little Roomba.
I don't think that thing's ever been turned on in this studio ever, by the way.
No, yeah, it's cleaned up.
Oh, it does. Right, okay.
Been on a Monday morning.
It's sad. It sits there in the corner.
A couple of puddles of vomit.
We have had guests come into the studio going, what's with the Roomba with the maids thing?
No, they see that and then they see my chamber pot and go, okay, what's going on?
Then there's the jiggers and they go, what really is going on in
here? There's Bob Hawke's barbecue set. This smells like my vagina candle.
Yeah.
Gina Liano fragrance.
It's like a swingers party.
It really is, isn't it?
Welcome aboard.
Unfortunately, your Roomba, not that smart anymore. The people who make it, iRobot, have just come up with an update involving some AI.
What do you mean?
They've worked out how to make these robots stop going over dog poo and then strafing it across the room.
Which was always one of the downsides. Once the Roomba gets on a roll, it's going. And so you'd come home and find poo from one end of the...
yeah.
house to the other.
You think it's bad in like one area, but when it's been dug in by the little robot.
Yeah, we get the idea, too.
So this is a breakthrough. Yeah. So how does it do it?
So the artificial intelligence, you've got to train artificial intelligence. You've got to give it lots of different models, lots of different scenarios, all that kind of
I'm
stuff.
Bored.
Bored. Here's a vacuum nerd explaining how he trained the AI.
Literally, we built hundreds of Play-Doh models of poo. Every iRobot tier's pet was photographed, you know, whenever it went to the bathroom. And we even made synthetic models of pet waste. And we're confident we got it pretty well covered.
Synthetic models of pet waste.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a hard day at the office, isn't it? What are you working on? Oh, I'm just making up some
dog
synthetic
food.
Dog shit.
Well, you need...
Why is a problem having dogs pooing inside? I mean, I would have thought that's...
Why is the dog inside in the first
place?
Correct. Hey, I'll solve it. Roomba, keep your dog outside.
That's what I mean. Poo outside, not inside.
I reckon...
Poo outside like Dave does when he goes for a jog.
Okay.
Maybe can we get a poo jogging Roomba?
Follows Dave.
When Dave stops, it stops. It's always just
stop
about
it.
3 feet behind.
Be quiet, Michaela. Stop laughing at me.
There All right, what else?
Okay, so the Ig Nobel Prize...
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Thank you, Dave. The Ig Nobel Prizes have come out. These are the weird and wonderful science stories that are out there that get people interested in science.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me what they are.
Okay, now this is the one that I like the most. They have worked out that an orgasm is as effective as nasal decongestants.
You'll notice I am not blocked in any way after another wonderful weekend.
But it is.
Can I just say crystal clear in the nasal cavities?
Sinus is all clear. Good on you. But it's hay fever season at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah. So if you don't want to pop a Zyrtec or anything like that, then maybe a quick session might look after that
for
you.
What are you suggesting?
Yeah.
What?
Just saying...
So instead of going down to your Terry White's, just go pop yourself on the bed.
It might be faster.
Case clear.
I'm not a doctor.
And you don't need a prescription.
That's interesting, though. That's good science.
That's good.
I noticed you writing it down.
I am.
What are you doing?
Next time you got a sniffle.
Yep. Anyway. Get onto the temper and off you go.
Mrs. Palmer. All right.
Okay.
What's next?
I don't know, but I don't need a hanky. I'm just saying I'm fairly good in that department. You'll notice Dave's doing bushies.
Come on.
That's how long it's been since you've had a root. You are no good.
Okay,
have you got something to take us out?
Yeah, it's James. My Christmas at the moment. Wednesday, 3 a.m., Apple is doing their...
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
What are they doing?
Their big iPhone event. So this is really exciting. We've waited all year for another iPhone. Looks like it's going to talk to some satellites, but the big development.
Ooh.
If you've got an... Yep.
Yep. No, you go. Is it camera? Is it a better camera? Because my dick pics really need to go up a notch.
Do they? A bit more high def.
A bit 3D.
Right.
3D.
Right.
Like you're there. Okay. What's happening?
Okay. So you know the notch on the iPhone 10s and up?
No, I don't.
It's that little bit that has the speaker and the camera on it.
Yep.
Because the rest of it, there's no buttons or anything like that.
Right.
Apparently, the notch at the top of the phone is going to be a little bit smaller.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Will you buy one of these?
I'm thinking about it.
You always get the new ones that come out, don't you?
I like to operate on a 2-year cadence because that is the most fiscally responsible thing
done.
To do.
Nerd alert!
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
It's all thanks to Makita. Serious outdoor work requires serious outdoor tools.
What a weekend it was for Makita.
That was the soundtrack to the suburbs where I live. Everywhere.
You know,
quarter
outdoors,
acre block. There it is, going away.
Spring.
The brushless blower just getting fired up everywhere.
Fired up, James.
Oh, there it goes.
Blow me, James.
Okay. Blimey. Don't point it up. Point it towards.
That is.
Point it towards the
ground. It's got a big
That's some serious
engine
grunt.
Under the bonnet. It's that battery.
It's
that bloody battery.
The
Tell me about the battery.
Well, it's the LXT 18 volt battery, right? And this is the thing. You can pop that battery into the lawnmower from Makita.
Yeah.
You can put it into the line trimmer, the brush cutters, chainsaws.
270 different
That's
items
unbelievable.
You could
Clip
do.
Away it goes. And it's super powerful. Like, we've had that for how many weeks and we haven't even charged it yet. This thing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And it only takes you like less than half an hour to charge anyway. So you'd be crazy not to do it.
I don't even use a towel at home. I just get one of those turned on me by my bubble buddy.
Do you? There's lots of
fire it up.
Lots of things there swinging in the air. There.
Under the arms. Oh, I'm just going to touch my toes.
Oh. Yuck. Yeah, I'll push me, pull me. No. Oh, no one needs to see that.
Life-changing event.
Sorry, Whitney, you had to witness that. That was horrible.
I'll, yeah, put your pants I'll upload back on. That shortly.
Put your pants back on. Quick. A little bit sick in here.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, we've got a giveaway right now. We've got
fresh.
What are we doing? We've got some Makita merch. We've got a little prize pack to give away.
What's in the prize pack?
Well, you got some Makita hoodies, some hat shirts.
Who wouldn't want one of those? That's lingerie.
It really is, isn't it?
Pop that on in the boudoir and there'll be...
Hello, lady.
Just yes after yes after yes.
Stubby holders as well. So
something for everybody. What do we we'll take? Give them away. Play your song. Okay. Well, which callers are we taking?
We'll take 3 and 5
three
on 1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, we'll be 5 to 6.
Makita. Makita. All gone.
All right.
They are all gone. Well done, Dave.
Makita.
What a great range, Makita. We love having you on board.
They rule the outdoors. Makita.com.au. It's Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
That's Malloy. Just about done for the day. Thanks for tuning
done
in.
Done and dusted, muchacho.
Yes. Big show tomorrow, too. Glenn Robbins is going to be on the show tomorrow.
I love it when Glenn swings
me too.
By. Another national closest, treasure.
He'd be your closest showbiz friend, wouldn't he?
Oh, he'd not want to go mad.
We got to play
shared
golf
a room
together.
With him on a golf trip.
He's seen you naked.
I've seen him naked. I've seen him in positions that you can't even begin to imagine. I'll show you a private photo in a minute. Mm. Imagine walking in on that, is all I'm going to say to you.
Glenn, he gets his strides off pretty quick too, doesn't he?
Oh, like he's done it to us twice.
Like, obviously, my 50th birthday, he was down to the derps that day, but no, he's quite proud.
As I said earlier, it'd be great to have another national treasure on the show. So there'll be two in total.
What do you mean?
Me and
Glenn. Yeah, I beg your pardon. Yeah, you, of course.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Well, you're fast appraising national treasure territory, what, with Dave's Corner?
Well, another episode up tonight. What are we up to? F8?
Yeah. It's a game changer. Tonight's is disappointing for me.
Okay.
I mean, you need to hear it to understand it.
All right.
But personally, I'm affronted.
I'm still frightened by what happened. So anyway, you can get the podcast and...
you got to go to the podcast.
Yeah, you can get it through the Listener app or you can get it wherever you get your Malloy podcasts.
Wherever you get it,
subscribe and away you go.
Yeah. And you be the judge. But this is a game changer. It's a juggernaut. It's out of control, Dave's Corner.
Is it?
By the way, Mick's Corner is coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're going to go head to head.
Well,
Whitney wants one. Whitney's whinge, which I think's get over the top.
That's 4 hours a day around here, isn't it?
Glenn Robbins tomorrow back to drive you home. Malloy, Triple M.
That's another Malloy Drive Show podcast, powered by Makita. Right now, you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt times 2 brushless lawn mower kit. Hurry, limited time only, offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details.